Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 6, Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of David. Wednesday Related Verses. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 4 through 6. And David's men said to him, "The day is here of which Jehovah said to you, 'I am about to give your enemy into your hand. Do then to him according to what seems good in your sight.' So David rose up and cut off a corner of Saul's cloak without being noticed. But afterward, David's heart smote him because he had cut off a corner of Saul's cloak. And he said to his men, 'Jehovah forbid that I should do such a thing to my Lord, Jehovah's anointed, as stretch out my hand against him, for he is Jehovah's anointed.'" Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. "To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death." Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. "I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. "Always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death operates in us, but life in you." Acts chapter 13, verse 22. "And when he had deposed him, he raised up David for them as king, to whom also he testified and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man according to my heart, who will do all my will.'" Related reading. David would not kill Saul, but only cut off a corner of Saul's cloak. However, even for this, David's heart smote him because of his fear of God, in that Saul was God's anointed. In God's kingdom, there is a divine order of authority. Saul was not a self-appointed king. He was the king appointed and anointed by God. Saul was therefore the divine authority, and David feared God in this. David kept the God-ordained order of authority among God's elect. By so doing, David laid a good foundation for himself to be the king of God's elect in the coming days. If he had rebelled against Saul, then he would have been to the people an example of rebellion against the God-ordained appointed king. David was one who knew God's authority from his heart. He considered Saul as Lord, the anointed of Jehovah. This speaks of an important matter. Submission to authority is not submission to a person. It is submission to the anointing upon the person, the anointing which was upon him when God set him up as authority. He acknowledged that Saul was God's anointed. Hence, he could only seek for his own escape. He could not put forth his hand to hurt Saul. Saul was disobedient to God's command. He was rejected by God. But this was something between Saul and God. As for David, he submitted to God's anointed. This was David's responsibility before God. A young Amalekite came to David to claim that he had killed Saul. David's attitude was still that of denying the self and submitting to God's authority. He said to the man, "How is it that you were not afraid to stretch out your hand to destroy Jehovah's anointed?" Although David was persecuted and suffered so much, he never fought, reacted, or responded. Using the New Testament term, he was always under the cross. He bore the cross every day under any kind of situation. He did not complain, criticize, oppose, or condemn. He was just under the cross to suffer the dealing. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 indicates that the strength for us to bear the cross is the power of Christ's resurrection. The Christ who is within us is the one who has come into us to live in us and to bear the cross within us. As David was taking the lessons of the cross, he enjoyed God's provision. As God's provision to David, both Jonathan and Michal helped David to flee. Eventually, David graduated from his trials under Saul. Under God's sovereignty, David took the lessons of the cross. Because of this, David eventually was not a loser, but a gainer. Not a sufferer, but an enjoyer. David's life signifies a life of brokenness. Although we cannot find the word brokenness in the Bible, we can see from the biblical record that David was broken by God. David was under God's pressure throughout his whole life. This made him one who was according to God's heart. The goal of the discipline of the Holy Spirit is for you to be a broken man. In order for the inward man to be released, there is the need for severe dealings from the Lord. Those who have never been dealt with cannot afford the Lord a way to go on.